Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah Davis, Minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation. Now, it's out of the 12th Hour in the Elgin, Texas. Today is August 20th, 2024. It is the 16th day of Elul, 2028. We will start our first service today with a sermon entitled The Latest News for a Mother, from the track number 4 of Avicii Hotta. And we're going to start with this. We start with chapters 1 and 2. For the word of the Yahweh that came unto Moses, the son of Beeri, B-E-E-R-I, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. He said, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. Now, kings of Judah were the two tribes, Judah and Benjamin, but the king of Israel, Jeroboam, was of the 10 tribes of the north in Samaria. Whereas the kings of Judah were in the Jerusalem. For the beginning of the word of Yahweh by the Moses, and the Yahweh said unto the Moses, go take unto thee a wife of whoredom and children of the whoredom, for the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Asher. And this is taken from the chapters 1 and 2 of the Hosea. So he went and took Gomer and the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. And the Yahweh said unto him, call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of the Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to see the kingdom of the house of Israel. Okay. So the house of Israel then would be your 10 tribes in Samaria, where Jeroboam was king of Israel. He was the first king after Solomon's death. His father was Solomon. And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And she conceived again and bare a daughter, and Yahweh said unto him, call her name Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. So that would be the 10 tribes when he said, I'll take the house of Israel away, but I will have mercy upon the house of Judah. So he took the house of Israel, the 10 tribes, away in 721 B.C., but the house of Judah he took away in 605 B.C. And I will utterly take them away, but I will have mercy upon the house of Judah. That's the lawgiver, the two tribes, Judah and Benjamin, at Jerusalem, with the kingdom of David ruling the kingdom of Judah, and will save them by the Yahshua, their Redeemer. I'll save them by his blood, and will not save them by the bow, nor by the sword, nor by the battle, by the horses, nor by the horsemen. Now when she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bare a son. Then said Yahweh, call his name Lo-Ruhamah, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your Yahweh. Hosea 1:1-9. From the foregoing scriptures, it is seen that Hosea's wife and children were such in vision only, and were therefore entirely figurative, for they were so named as to make a fitting analogy of his people, Judah, the three tribes, house of David, and Israel, the ten tribes of the north. And being of the whoredoms, they fittingly prefigured the idolatrous state of his church. Continuing with the prophecy, we hear that Yahshua commands Israel, this is his son, say ye unto your brethren, Ammon, and your sisters, Ruama. Okay, that would be correct. Male and female in the house of Yahweh. Hosea 2:1. For the same pair of children introduced in the first chapter of the vision, or in the second chapter, redenominated, the difference being that from both names is dropped the prefix lo, which in the Hebrew means known or accordingly, whereas lo ruama means no mercy, and lo ami means not my people. Ruama means mercy, and ami means my people. Hosea 1:6, Hosea 2:4. For this change of the status, inspired in the change of the name, denotes a division of the church history, and the one answer, a membership is called, not my people, receiving no mercy, and in the other answer, my people receiving mercy. For the apostle Paul gave the key to this whole prophecy by the revealing the interpretation of that part of it which met its fulfillment in his day. Even us, whom he has called, not of the house of Judah, the Judeans only, but also of the Gentiles. And he saith also in Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living Yahweh. Romans 9:24-26. So we see that the chapter 1 of Hosea's vision foretells of the Yahweh's rejecting the Jews, the two tribes run by the Pharisees and the Sadducees at the cross, which we know he did after they rejected his son. At that time was fulfilled the sad pronouncement, you are not my people, and I will not be your Yahweh. Yet in the very next breath, as it were, the Jews are called the children of the living Yahweh. This paradox is clear in chapter 2 as it is in Romans chapter 9. The Jews who did not reject Yahshua, but who became apostolic believers with the 12 apostles, are the ones called the children of the living Son, Yeshua, of the Father. Because he redeemed them by his blood. That's why they were Yeshua's children. Truly then, in the simultaneous fulfillment of these contrasting decrees, were the death throes of the Jewish nation and the birth pangs of the apostolic church movement, having now established that this scripture gives the termination of the one dispensation and the beginning of the other, we must next discover how far back in the history of the Old Testament division and how far forward in the history of the New Testament division this prophetic allegory reaches. And I will give her her vineyards from thence, and she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came out of the land of Egypt, Hosea 2:15. When analyzed, this verse shows that the first division began in the days of Abraham, which was about 2,000 years before the cross, when the church was in her youth, continued on to her exodus from Egypt about 1500 B.C. The days when she sang and terminated with the crucifixion of Yeshua, the hour that doomed Judaism of the Old Testament. The Pharisees, the Sadducees. Then certain verses tell how far in the apostolic division that this personified prophecy reaches. And in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of the heaven and with the creeping things of the ground, and I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely, and I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yes, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Yeshua, your Redeemer, your King and Savior, and it shall come to pass in that day that I will hear, saith the Yeshua, the Son of Yahweh. For he's on earth at this time. I will hear the heavens, and that he will hear the heavens by his angels as they go, as his messengers to and fro, and they shall hear the earth. Hosea 2:18-21. These verses describe the latter day state of the once fallen wife, the church, as one of the unadulterated purity and absolute safety. So that would have to be indeed the house of David, okay, ahead of the 12th hour. Same thing as Isaiah chapter 4, 6 verses there. But as she is at the present time still in her later sin condition, the Adventist Church, and Vicki Holliday is writing this sermon don't give a dig here when he wrote these things.